What is up, y'all? Welcome back to another episode of Surfing the Stream, where every week we are on a quest to find out what is the greatest movie of all time. I am Matt Primo, joined by Josh Primo.
What's up, bitches?
And this week we are back with another movie review, and we are reviewing Appaloosa. It is a Western, and I think Westerns are... they're few and far between nowadays, which is kind of sad because, dude, a fucking good Western is really fucking good. Really fucking good. If they do it right. I should really go back and watch some of the old Clint Eastwood Westerns. Did you ever see Unforgiven?
I'm not a big Clint Eastwood fan.
You like shitty movies?
Bro, have you seen like the last four he's been in?
The dude's like 100 years old.
Hey, well, yeah, we all got to know our limitations.
So yeah, Appaloosa, what we are reviewing today. Next week, we are reviewing Warrior. I was just talking with Josh on the pre-show segment about that. I was wondering, how would you feel about doing 2 weeks of like let's fuck each other with a shitty movie?
So it'd be a normal week for you.
Bullshit. I picked out some fucking good movies. Fuck you.
I think
if we went back and put a list of movies that I picked versus movies that you picked, I think the movies that I picked would be overall better.
That's because you like to think inside of this a little fucking box. I like to go on the outside of that bitch and see what's new.
Yeah, and they just so happen to be shitty fucking movies.
Well, I mean, sometimes you win, sometimes you lose.
The Price We Pay, Wander, whatever the fuck that Mel Gibson movie was. Dude, fucking forgot about that one, huh?
Fucking three movies out of 900 I picked.
What the fuck ever, man? What the fuck ever?
If but you no, could get away like, from fucking Jake Gyllenhaal's dick, we might be able to get some shit watched around here.
Hey, man, I can't help it. You only stick with one genre. One fucking genre. That's all you watch.
I got a genre for you.
And it's not a big genre. more like a subgenre.
That's fucked up. I ain't got nothing.
But no, I was thinking like I don't know, like I would pick like some fucking weird ass movie that probably I wouldn't even like, and like it would be a terrible watch, but like it would be an interesting review. This dude doesn't want to sit through whatever movie I had to pick.
I'm telling you, there's a good chance I'm going to pick Dumb and Dumber 2. So the question is, this guy knows that I go down the rabbit holes of B-rated movies, so be careful.
Exactly. Be careful what you wish for, huh? But anyways... we'll save that for another day. It's a discussion for another day, for sure. Appaloosa. Yeah. Let's go ahead and jump into that shit right now. Two friends hired to police a small town that is suffering under the rule of a rancher find the job complicated by the arrival of a young widow. It is directed by Ed Harris, who has also directed the movie Pollock. It has a budget of $20 million, and it grossed $27.7 million. It stars Ed Harris, Viggo Mortensen, Renee Zellweger, and Jeremy Irons. It has a runtime of 1 hour and 55 minutes, and it was released October 3rd, 2008. I have three fun facts for everybody. Viggo Mortensen and the chick that he was in love with in the movie actually fell in love with each other after the movie, and they have reportedly been together since 2009. Originally planned as the first in a series of movies based on the books about Hitch and Cole. I'm assuming the poor, gross, kind of canceled all that. And then Diane Lane was originally cast as Allison French, but left the project during pre-production, which is kind of fucking sad because I think she would have been better. So as always, expectations really affect how you view a movie, I think. What did you expect going into Appaloosa?
I kind of thought this was going to be like a hidden gem. I really enjoy a lot of the work that Ed Harris has done. You know, he's been in quite a few movies. Vigo. He looks familiar. I can't like pinpoint what movies he's been on, but he looked familiar for some reason.
Only the greatest trilogy of all time, Lord of the Rings, but it is what it is.
Wow, how did I make that mistake?
Oh, that's where I know him from.
I thought I seen him at the Circle Jerk. I don't know. I had medium expectations, man, coming into this. I'd never heard of this movie until you pointed it out to me. And it's a Western. Westerns are either good or bad. They're never in between, really. So I didn't go into it with a high hope.
Mm-hmm. I didn't either. I remember seeing this movie when it first came out because I was really excited about it because I was working at the theater when it did come out. And I remember when I saw this movie several weeks ago on like HBO Max, I was like, ooh, another Western. I can't remember how I felt about that movie. I'm assuming since I forgot about it, whether I liked it or not, it couldn't have been amazing by any means, but you know, I do have a different taste in movies nowadays. So hopefully time kind of heals all wounds in this aspect. Right. So I just expected a decent movie, decent watch, some great acting. I did want some of the classic shootouts, and yeah, I'm definitely interested in talking more about this movie. So what did you ultimately think about Appaloosa?
Dud.
This will be an interesting review.
I'm gonna go on fucking record and say Renee Zellweger has got to be the worst fucking actress of all time. She's fucking horrible.
Okay, hold up. If you're gonna say that, then we gotta have a discussion about that because I don't think so. I think Uma Thurman is probably the worst actress ever.
I mean, could be a tie.
Could be a tie.
I wish I had a rebuttal, but I don't know exactly why I don't like her. But something about that motherfucker. I ain't figured out what it is, man. I'm critiquing the motherfucker. I just don't like her.
I really don't think she's that great of an actress. She ended up winning, I think she won like a Best Actress award. What movie was that? I think it was Chicago. Did she win an award for that? I'm not 100% sure. But she had like a period of like a few movies that everybody thought she was the fucking next big thing, right? But I've never really liked anything that she's ever been in, to be honest with you.
Nah, and I think she rode the coattails of the stars in front of her. And she just got included. Nobody knew this chick until Jerry Maguire.
I suppose you've seen Jerry Maguire.
Well, I'm just saying, she's a Tom Cruise coat rider. Kind of like you're his dick rider. She rides on the coat.
I'm not upset by it.
Yeah, he's just spit roasting all y'all motherfuckers.
If I had to guess, we're going to be pretty close on this movie, but I'm probably going to lean more positive than negative with it. It's a mixed bag. It's a mixed bag for sure. I think there are some pretty good moments in the movie. It's just kind of surrounded by stupid shit. When it's focused on Hitch and Cole, I think the movie is at its best. When it brings Renee Zellweger's character, Allison French, I think the movie sucks. Any scene that she's in really suffers. Whenever they try to kind of develop her character or develop the relationship between Cole and her, it's just absolutely terrible. There are really, honestly, no good scenes with them. I think it was poorly written. I don't think there should have been a love interest in this movie whatsoever. That's really my biggest issue with the movie is her and how they don't really develop that relationship appropriately or just make the scenes interesting. Like all the, I mean, if you think about it and you go look back at the scenes, a lot of them is just them hating each other almost. Like they say they like each other, but I'm pretty sure y'all are saying that you hate each other in all of these scenes. It's kind of weird. I mean, hell, the girl even went to the other side and has been fooling you the entire time. And you're still like, ah, nah, man, I still like her. I mean, she fucks anything that moves, but I still want to be with her. What?
That was one of the major disconnects with the writing on this was that type of character for Cole. It didn't fit. Like, you know, the very first interaction they have is he's like, are you a whore? And she's like, oh, you're so, what, grouse? Or crude? I forget what the fuck
crude,
she said.
Crude.
Yeah.
Crude and irrefine.
No hell. But, you know, it just didn't fit. You know, she's fucking everybody. And he's like, oh, let's go get a house and get married like 3 days after we meet. That's cool. You know, it just didn't fit. It didn't fit his type of character that they wrote for this guy. And I just want to point out, this is two movies in a row where you're expecting something and you get nothing. You know, the tension's building the whole time, and then all of a sudden it's like, I kind of forgot what to write, so let's just take it from here.
It's kind of like maybe like when you're having sex, right? And good things are happening, and then like someone stops, and then you end up kind of going, you know, at that point you're like, well, fuck, that was ruined. that's kind of like how these last two movies have been. Am I right?
I've never had that experience.
Oh, me neither. Me neither. Somebody told me about this.
Like
they had watched a movie or something like that.
Yeah. I mean, tell me the grand finale of who the fuck was that? The rancher. Jeremy Irons' character.
Yeah.
The Randall Briggs. You would expect a decent type ending finale, and that was the shittiest gun scene ever. It wasn't even no tension in it at all. You know, none was built up to it.
Yeah, he just all of a sudden is like, "You and me in the streets," and then just shoots him, and it's like, "Oh, that's it. That's how it ends."
I mean.
But to be fair, how would they make that scene better though? How do you make a quick draw scene?
Well, let's look at fucking Tombstone when Doc and Ringo were in the fucking butt down by the creek. I mean, that was intense and that was not a very long scene. It was done very well.
Mm-hmm.
Say when.
Man, that was like one of our first reviews.
It was. And all right, so you know, you when I look at a Western, I think of shooting scenes, you know, not like the explosion type scenes, but a decent gunfight.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like we didn't get any of that. They had the interaction with the Indians, and he finds her banging whoever she was banging down there. And he's like, we're not going to arrest you now, but we need to fight off these Indians. And then Everett runs off and gives him a fucking horse, and that was it.
I love how, like, honor is such a huge thing in these movies. Like, they are 100% down to trust everybody. Like, this dude can kill people. This dude just fucked your woman. But you're like, hey, we're going to let bygones be bygones for about 10 minutes while we solve this. And then we can go back to being enemies again. But for right now, we're friends. It's like, y'all really trust each other? Because, like, nowadays, dude, I'm like, dude, I'm going to shoot you in your back when you're not fucking looking. I'm just saying.
And then, you know, you get to the where they were housing the prisoner at, and it was that guy's fucking cousin. And that was built up to be like some big fucking shootout, and really all that got shot was fucking, what's his name's leg.
Well, the other dude got shot, too. He got shot in, like, the side.
No, man, that was a shitty shootout. I mean, come on.
I love how Cole says in that scene, he's like, we're going to take him out first, and then we're going to take those guys out. And he makes it seem like the scene is going to take a couple of minutes to get to them. No, it's just like they all pop each other, and it's just like, oh, goddamn, I wasn't expecting that.
Like, shout out.
Like, I feel like from his reaction, he was not expecting to get shot so soon.
Yeah. But, you know,
he starts capping everybody on the ground.
To say all that negative shit, I did enjoy some of the writing in here because it did make me chuckle a few times. It did. I'm going to give him that. Especially when he couldn't figure out the fucking word he was looking for.
Yes.
I was like, I feel that, bro.
Oh, I'm just funning you. I was like, what?
Yeah.
And what about jurisdiction? I think he means jurisdiction.
Jurisdiction.
That whole exchange, that whole scene was just golden. From the because you that dude was a fucking dumbass, and they wrote him as a dumbass. Jurisdiction.
You know, I enjoyed the. I think, man, I can't remember these motherfuckers' name. Ed and Vigo. I think they had great chemistry on camera. I really enjoyed some of most of their interactions. I do believe I enjoyed Vigo's character more than Ed's character. And I think we should have developed more into that relationship than messing with the Renee Zellweger relationship deal.
I mean, I'm going to be honest. Let's call a spade here. The real romance in this movie is Cole and Hitch, if we're being completely honest.
Yeah, I mean, you're not wrong. And I'd be totally okay with that.
Like, Vigo had what the fuck was that movie called with Heath Ledger in it? Jake Gyllenhaal.
Oh, no, he was it.
What was the name of that movie?
Brokeback Mountain.
They had the Brokeback Mountain hug, man. And I'm over here like the love triangle between these three characters. Like, you can definitely tell Hitch is interested in her at first, but then she kind of goes with Cole, and he's just, you know, he has bro code. He's like, you know what? We're all with him. I'm not with you, and go fuck yourself, right? And not only does she get bent out of shape about that, but I don't know, the way they set up the movie up until that point made it seem like Hitch was into Cole the entire time. But he's with the other chick, and then, you know, the rest of the story happens. But the way they kind of, I don't know, dropped the breadcrumbs a little bit throughout the movie, it just made it seem like it was going to be a gay romance. Like, truthfully.
The whole time. I didn't catch that part, but I think both of them wanted to fuck Renee's character when she got off in the town. Both of them was like, bro, I'm finna hit that. And then they got to the table.
Rock,
and
paper,
like,
scissors.
Yeah, they're like, oh, this is awkward. We both want to fucking bang her. I mean, little did they know they were both going to get a chance.
Speaking of that first scene, who introduces themselves as Mr. and Mrs.? I'm Mrs. French. And it's like, who introduces themselves like that? Like, I'm Allison?
I mean, Roll
Hey, I'm
Tide.
Mr. Primo. Huh?
Yeah, I mean, my biggest complaint, man, about this whole movie is just the lack of storytelling, really, because it was all just one note. I didn't feel any suspense throughout any of it. It was just one note, and I think that's what the Achilles heel of this movie was.
I agree. I don't there wasn't a bunch of like huge tense scenes. The movie has they sprinkle in some I'm throwing air quotes around this, some action sequences around the movie. I wish they would have done something with that train sequence. I wish that would have been a shootout on the fucking train, you know, horses galloping, something exciting. They dropped the ball on the
This guy just said horses galloping.
the fuck
I mean, that's not what I expected.
But you know, there's that opportunity to have a huge action set piece right there that would have been fucking cool. And then no, they just stop and they just talk and then hand over the fucking guy and that's it. I'm like, well, this
You know,
was. What's the point of having a train in a Western movie if you don't have a shootout somewhere on the train?
I could not agree with you more. That was a huge loss moment there. I 100% agree with you. We're gonna leave her down here. You just gotta trust us. You know me. Yeah, fair enough.
Fair enough. But speaking of some of the characters, you kind of going back to that, you said Cole and Hitch, your favorite. They are obviously the best characters in the entire movie, 100%. They're the most interesting. Cole, you know, is kind of like a he doesn't really take shit. He's kind of a black and white style of character until it comes to like Allison, and then there's some gray area, and he don't mind being shady and some shit, right? Like dude, straight up. Offered her a room at that hotel, you know, she couldn't afford it. Like,
Yeah.
dude, straight up just trying to get some poontang pie, man. And he's being shady about it. Now, let's lay our cards on the table here. I'm not judging. This dude's playing chess while we're playing checkers, apparently, because dude's fucking offering her a room at a hotel, trying to get some poontang pie. Completely, I respect it. I respect it. Okay, I respect
I mean, let's call a
it.
whore a whore.
Hey, no judgment, man. No judgment. But
I'm judge-free zone, sir.
also like how like Mr. Cole kind of gets like he's the dude's fucking sensitive. Like as hard nosed as he is throughout this entire movie, and he's ready to cap everybody. Dude, you say something wrong about him, and he's just like, I don't find that funny. I don't at all. It's
Yeah,
like.
when him and Cole were, you're right, 100%.
Like a dude can't even make a hard-on joke to him.
I find that very inappropriate and offensive.
But
Dude's like,
Cole had the savage line of, "You afraid to die?" And then the guy said something. He said, "Good, because you're gonna be the first one I kill." I was like, "Damn, bro."
but you know, they why did they not develop Bragg to be a better villain than what he was? We don't even know really why he was the villain, besides he shot the sheriff in the beginning. But they, I didn't even like hate the guy. I didn't understand why they were so fucking bent on him.
I mean, the police came up into his yard, man. I mean, fuck, you should have been in his turf. That's all
I mean, they wasn't in the right jurisdiction.
it was. So I'm glad you brought up this point because this was another huge issue that I had with the movie was the villain. Jeremy Irons, despite the fact that his character is not developed whatsoever in this movie, I liked his acting. But then again, I like Jeremy Irons in a lot of things. He's really good in Die Hard 3, but he could have been so much better. And he definitely carried that aspect of the movie when the writing wasn't there for him. So, going back to the plot, It says, two friends hired to police a small town that is suffering under the rule of a rancher. At what point do we get any inkling of information that this town is suffering from him? Like, what is he doing? I mean, he's not going around and, like, stealing chickens or some shit. He's not going around and taxing everybody, taking their money and shit. He's off in the middle of nowhere just fucking chillaxing until the fucking police show up and he shoots them. I mean,
we have an odd number of wildlife references today. This guy's fucking got horses and fucking chickens.
It's a fucking Western, man. I'm trying to bring them all out. But like, when you think about it, is this dude really a villain? I don't think so.
No.
Look at it this way. Are the real villains Cole and Hitch?
It could be, sir. They
came up in this movie and they're like, it's going to be our way or the highway. You're going to sign this contract saying that we can do whatever the fuck we want. It's our law, no matter what.
What about that little fat mayor guy? He kept popping up everywhere. That dude was such a puss. He was comedic.
It was funny when they would say something, he would start laughing, then he'd just like, like stop laughing. Did you catch those?
Yeah.
Those little moments?
Yeah, it was I found it weird though that they had three of them in town, but they only focused on him at the end.
I mean
they didn't really need it, but
No, they definitely didn't need it. By any means, they didn't need it. Because they look, if they were just focusing on Cole and Hitch, movie's great. When they went to a side character or a minor character, the movie fucking sucked. The movie sucked. It's just, they could not develop any other character or create other characters that were just, I mean, the tiny bit fucking interesting. None of these characters are interesting other than the main two.
Yeah.
And so the movie is what, 2 hours, right at 2 hours, 1 hour and 55 minutes. I think this movie is about 15 minutes too long. 15 minutes too long. I think this movie should have been right around 1 hour and 40 minutes, maybe even an hour and a half. The pacing is off for me, which is a lot of it has to do with them devoting time to minor characters that they didn't really do properly, so it's kind of wasted. It struggles to involve any of those other characters, and I think you just cut all that shit out and just make it a shorter movie to make it a little bit better of an experience. And the very end of the movie was very rushed to me, which was kind of weird. It's like you mentioned earlier, they had the shootout and it just ended, and it's like, what's up? Now, granted, now do you think, now that when I said that, I kind of thought about it. Do you think the ending is kind of like a, because you know, back in the day, in like the 70s and 80s, even before that, like if you had an action movie, it was the action happened up until the last second. He kissed the girl and the movie ended, kind of thing.
That really didn't happen in this one, though.
But it kind of did.
Like, no, it kind of fucking didn't.
What you mean it fucking didn't? The dude shot the dude, left, and the other two fucking kissed and made up, and they fucking lived with their happy life.
I mean, if you want to consider that a fucking action sequence, then...
Oh, my God. We're fucking I guess I'm over here.
I'm a fucking action star.
Did Tina join this conversation?
You're not baiting me, motherfucker.
or is that Rachel over there?
Fuck you.
Yeah, man.
I get what you're saying, though. I can see how that ending is timepiece error, but I don't even think it matches up to any movie in the 90s. You know, those movies were a little bit built up. You had action all throughout, and then you had one fucking final hoorah. I mean, all we got was a who.
Who?
She was a hooer.
So good you fucking said that. Because it was so fucking funny. The entire fucking movie, man. When they called her a whore, I was like, it's a hooer. The whole fucking movie. The whole movie, man. I was like, God damn, man. If we can't sneak a Sopranos reference into every episode, I don't know what we can do.
You're not wrong. So, yeah. A, she was a whore. B, I was on coke.
Oh, shit. I miss that TV show. I gotta finish it.
Oh, hell.
So, ultimately, I think the movie's okay. I wouldn't recommend it to people, honestly. I think you could do a lot better with your Westerns out there. Hell, I mean, we've reviewed some better Westerns than this movie. Now, is it going to be a complete waste of time if you've seen all those movies and you want something different? I'm not sitting here and saying that I was pissed off about watching the movie or disappointed in watching it. It was one of those things that after I finished it, I was kind of like, eh. I mean, could have been better. Wasn't terrible by any means. I wouldn't buy it. I wouldn't rent it. If it's on a streaming platform, which it's on HBO Max right now, go check it out if you're interested in it, if you're a huge Western fan. Otherwise, it's a skip, ultimately. I think there's just... It could have been so much better. Could have been so much better. And there are way more negatives than there are positives with the movie. But I think the relationship between Cole and Hitch was good enough to keep me invested in the story throughout. It was just when it was not them, I was kind of pissed off. And I was like, I mean, I don't really give a shit about her, man. Like, go back to the bromance. Like, let's fucking see more of that, right? So ultimately, I was originally going to give it 3 stars, which I think was a fair score before doing this review. I think I'm going to drop it down to 2.5. I think it's okay.
I'm going to fall in at about a 2. I agree with you on just about everything, man. There was a lot of negatives versus then there were positives. I wasn't pissed that I watched it. If they came out with a number 2, I would probably not watch that, if that tells you anything.
Oh, absolutely not. No.
And did you ever once think when Ed Harris's character was doing something, you were waiting for a fucking radio to run through there with the football?
No, I fucking didn't. Just you.
Radio.
Just you.
I was thinking that. I was like,
Hey, but fuck you. That was a good movie, though. Fuck you.
It was a fucking good movie.
I want bow pies.
This whole time we thought we were teaching radio and radio's been teaching us. Why does that fucking dude always have some of the best lines?
Dude's a fucking savage, man.
Apollo 13, he had the fucking I disagree, gentlemen, this will be our finest hour. This motherfucker always has good lines in his movie.
I forgot he was in Apollo 13. That's a fucking good movie.
That is. That was when Tom Hanks was good.
I disagree with that.
You don't like Tom Hanks?
No, I do like Tom Hanks, but I don't think he's any worse now than he was back then. I think he's still good. Now, is he as good? Probably not, but I think he's still good.
Oh, I'm not saying he's bad. I mean,
he was good.
I really just, the only movie I have a problem with Tom Hanks is the fucking one where he talks to the volleyball all the time.
I haven't seen that movie in so long that I couldn't tell you anything about it other than that he talks to Wilson the entire time.
Yeah, that's, you know, it could be just the movie, not him.
Yeah, because you're anything that involves like one location, you struggle to like. So I think it's just you.
I think your face struggles.
I know you are, but what am I?
That's all I had.
Yeah. But yeah, guys, let us know in the comments below what you think about this Western. Is it something that other people should like watching? Is it the best Western ever? Are we wrong? Probably not. But are we wrong? You can have your opinion and be wrong about it. It's fine. But other than that, next week we are reviewing Warrior, which I've been wanting to review on the podcast for a very, very, very long time. So I'm super excited to watch that movie again. It is, no spoilers, I love the fucking movie, and I'm down to actually review it for once. Click on the description below. We have links to our Patreon, our merch, and all of our social media accounts. Go like, subscribe, do all that bullshit. Really fucking helps us out. So we would greatly appreciate that. Go buy a hoodie. It's getting cold out, guys. And go and get prepared for it, right? Yeah, but that's going to be it from us. We'll catch y'all next week on another episode. Laters.
Later. Check out YouTube, bitches. Give us some love.
Yeah.